I want to talk this evening about Birchas HaShachar, and interestingly enough, we're going to talk about one of the Birchas HaShachar that we actually do not recite, and through this discussion, we'll understand a lot about some of the other Birchas HaShachar, and that is, why is it that a Kohen does not recite a Bracha every single morning, Sha'asani Kohen, or Shelo Asani Yisrael? An interesting question, and it sounds like it's a little bit obscure. But when we think about it, and when we give some of the suggestions that are suggested in the Achronim, we'll see that it will shed some light on the Birchas HaShachar that we recite as non-Kohanim as well. So answer number one, which is a very easy possibility, could be the following. When we recite the Birchas HaShachar, it's because every single morning when we wake up, we have the opportunity to put on clothing, we have the opportunity to go ahead and daven, to put on tefillin, to do certain mitzvahs. So we say a bracha, Shelo Asani Avad, Shelo Asani Isha, Shelo Asani Goy, we're thanking the Rabbanu Shalom for giving us all of these opportunities, which we otherwise would not have had. A Kohen every morning does not have any special mitzvahs that he has to do when he wakes up in the morning. What should he thank the Rabbanu Shalom for? That I'm a Kohen, and therefore what? What do I do? If the mitzvah was that every single morning when a Kohen woke up, he had to go ahead and be the vekar and knock on everyone's door and wake them up, so maybe anachinami. But since there is no opportunity that a Kohen has every morning when he wakes up, and don't say that the opportunity he's given is to duchen, because that is just when the tzibur calls upon him to duchen, then he's mechuyev. But it's not that every morning when he wakes up, he just has this chiyuv. So that's an easy answer, not so lamdish, just very practical, that it just doesn't fit into the seder of the Birchas HaShachar. A second suggestion that's given is one based on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah says that keser Torah is olal keser kahuna. We have certain qualifications that a person needs in order to become a kohen, in order to become a kohen gadol. But says the Mishnah that Keser Torah is Olal Keser Kuhuna, the Keser of Torah, in order to really merit the great schus of being a Talmud Chacham, of being a great Torah giant, so that requires more effort and energy than we otherwise would require for a Kohen. In fact, the Mishnah says over there in the beginning of Perek Vav as well, in Perkei Avos, that Gedola Torah Yosem in HaKuhuna Min HaMalchus, to be a Talmud Chacham, to be a person who learns the Torah very well, that's greater than being a melech, that's greater than being the Kohen Gadol of the generation. So on that same idea, the Gemara says in Hori Yisdaf Yud Gimel, a very famous Gemara, that let's say a person finds himself in a situation where there's a Kohen Gadol, and you have on the one hand the Kohen Gadol Amaretz who's drowning, right next to him there's a Talmud Chacham Mamzer who's drowning. So you have these two options. Now it's a little bit theoretical, generally we don't find ourselves in such a triage, but let's say I find myself in a case where I have a Talmud Chacham who's a Mamzer, and I have a Kohen Gadol HaMa'aretz who are both drowning in the river, I only have enough strength to save one of them. So what should I do? That is the Gemara's Shaila. What should a person do? So it's interesting, the Achronim already point out, how do you ever have such a case? The Avos Rav Nelson tells us that a Mamzer is not allowed to enter Yerushalayim, and the Rambam says that a Kohen Gadol is never allowed to leave Yerushalayim. So had this case ever happened? How do I ever find myself in a situation where I have to choose between a Mamzer Talmud Chacham and a Kohen Gadol HaMa'aretz? Okay, so there's a lot of answers that are given. Whatever you're going to say about that. But bottom line, the Gemara tells us, when I have a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, the Gemara says in Hori Yisdaf Yud Gimel that I have to choose the Mamzer Talmud Chacham over the Kohen Gadol HaMa'aretz. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol has no special significance over a Talmud Chacham. If a Kohen is not going to distinguish himself as a Talmud Chacham, then he has no special significance as far as we're concerned at all. And therefore, that being the case, a Kohen can't just wake up every morning and say, oh, thank you Hashem for making me a Kohen. Well, being a Kohen alone does not give you anything special. It doesn't give us a right to pat you on the back. If you're a Kohen Talmud Chacham, then we pat you on the back. But if you're Stam a Kohen, so we would not say that there's any special significance that Kohen would actually possess. So that's answer number two. So now let's get into some more lamdasha answers that the Achronim give, which will really touch upon some other brachas that we generally know that we say every single day. And one of those is the suggestion of the Besamim Rosh. Who is the Besamim Rosh? A very good question, don't even ask, because a lot of historians have spent a lot of time trying to figure out if the Besamim Rosh was a real Tshuvas HaRosh, or was a fake Tshuvas HaRosh, or Kiv Eger says it was the Kizvei HaRosh, someone made it up and said it was the Rosh. Whatever it is, it's a Tshuvas Sefer from the times of that generation, and he has a lot of interesting and sometimes strange things. Sometimes things that are totally keneged halacha. That's why people claim that it cannot be the Rush, because how is it possible that the Rush would write such tshuvas? But be it as it may, he raises the same question. Why is it that a person doesn't wake up every morning and make a bracha, Shelo Asani Mamzer? Right? I should wake up every morning. I'm thankful that I'm not a goy. I'm thankful that I'm not a eved. I'm thankful I'm not a mamzer. So why don't I make that bracha every morning? That's the question that he poses. So he suggests that if you look in the original Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses all these brachos, Shalom Asani Avid, Shalom Asani Isha, so the Gemara over there says that Rav Meir was of the opinion that a person should wake up in the morning and say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shalom Asani Bur, that you did not make me an Am Haaretz, that you made me a Talmud Chacham. Now, halacha l'maisa, we paskin that we don't recite that bracha. What was that?
If you are.
If you are. And yeah, we don't have such people, at least not in this community. So, after those listening online, and theirs either. So, if you have shalom asani bur, so the Gemara's maskana is we don't recite that bracha shalom asani bur. Why? What do you mean? It would be very befitting for a person to make a bracha every morning if he feels he's a Talmud Chacham. Very nice thing to say. Shalom asani bur. I'm very thankful that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me the opportunity to learn Torah, to become a Talmud Chacham. Why don't I recite that bracha? Why is the maskana of the Gemara not that way? Yeah.
He wasn't born a Talmud Chacham.
So you're saying he wasn't born a Talmud Chacham, and all these other brachas that we're making are something that I was born into. So I wasn't born an Eved. Right, let's say I become an Eved, so I wasn't born an Eved. Again, right, you weren't born with clothing, I wasn't born with certain things, but that's the way I lead my life every day, is that I do certain things, or I consider myself a part of a certain community, so I make a certain bracha that I'm excited about the fact that I'm not an Eved, that I'm not a guy, that I'm not an Isha. So why didn't I also make a bracha Shalom Asani Bur?
See?
Okay, so no one's going to listen. No one's going to listen, right? I make the bracha to myself. If I'm the chazan, I won't say it. He's saying maybe it's for Anivus purposes. Okay, so I won't say it out loud. Be it as it may, so the Summer Rosh suggests the following idea. Because if we're going to start splintering away and making brachas for every single little thing that a person has the great fortune of having in his life, so he says, then we should make a bracha. Shalom asani ilim, shalom asani gidim, shalom asani chayr, shalom asani shote. I should make a bracha on everything, that I'm not a deaf mute, that I'm not missing any limbs, that everything's perfect in my life. Why don't I make all these brachas? So he says, the defining characteristic of making a specified bracha is the following. If I am part of a special nationality, or I'm a major sector of Klal Yisrael, or a major sector of the world, then I will make a bracha that I'm fortunate that I'm part of this group and I'm not part of the other group. I'm fortunate that I'm part of this nationality and not the other. Therefore, he says, we make a bracha, Shalom Asani Goy, I'm part of the nationality that I'm Jewish, I'm not a Gentile, I'm not a Goy. I make a bracha, Shalom Asani Avid, I'm part of the free world, I'm not part of the Avadim. They are an Am Bifnei Atzman. And he says, Shalom Asani Isha as well. There's a great large sector of people in the world who are women. So the men make a bracha, Shalom Asani Isha. However, he says, when it comes to a Kohen, we don't assume that Kohanim are their own sector or their own nationality. We assume, as the Gemara in Erechin tells us in Daf Yudalid, that Kohanim are Chad Uma. Kohanim and Yisraelim are considered one Am. They're all one Klal Yisrael. Ella says the Gemara, the Kohanim bekat shitve. The Kohanim have a little bit more of an elevated level of Kedusha. It's not that they're a separate sector of Klal Yisrael, it's just that we give them a little bit more of that Kedusha. So what exactly is the nature of the Kedushas Kohuna? Where does this come from? Where do the Kohanim get this elevated level of Kedusha from? So Reb Tzadik HaKohen writes in his beautiful Sefer on the Pri Tzadik, he writes the following. This is on Parshas Emor in the Sugyas of Kohanim there, of Kohuna. So he has a whole long arichas about Kedushas Kohuna. One beautiful idea that he writes is the following. We have three ideas, as some of the Machshavas Varam call it. They're called, they refer to it as Asham. So we have something called the Olam Shana and Nefesh. So if we break it down into our terms as we speak, we have Kedushas Hazman, like Shabbos, is more Kaddish than the rest of the week. We have Kedushas Hamakom, like Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, is more Kaddish than the rest of the world. And then we have Kedushas HaAdam. We have a person who's more Kaddish than others, and that is the Kohen Gadol. So we have, let's say, on the triumvirate, when we have all three of them together, is when the Kohen Gadol is in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. So you have the most Kaddish day of the world, the most Kaddish person inside the most Kaddish place. Right? So we have such things. So says Reb Tzadok that when you break it all down, and you look at the Kedushas Kohuna, he says, the Pasuk says, V'kidashto. And then it says, Kaddish Yelach. The Gemara darshens from these Pesukim that Klal Yisrael have an obligation to make sure that they infuse the Kohanim with Kedusha. We have to make sure the Kohanim become Kaddish. Says Reb Tzadok, therefore, all the Kedusha that the Kohanim have is not that it's their own separate, innate, inborn Kedusha. It's something that we instill in them. It's something that we give to them, as the Pasuk says, V'kidashto. We have a responsibility and an obligation to be Mekadish the Kohanim. It's not that they're born into something more special than we are. It's that we give the Kedusha. As we would say, it's a relative Kedusha. It's not something that's Omei Ba'avir. It's not something on its own. It's all relative to Klal Yisrael. We're all simpletons. We're all Yisraelim. But then, we are Megadol, part of Klal Yisrael, to be more Kaddish than we are ourselves. Along the same lines, he writes a beautiful interpretation to a machlokas atanoim. The Mishnah has a midos. What was the demarcation between the Ezros Yisrael and the Ezros Kohanim? What was the difference between how they demarcate that that line in the Beis Hamikdash between where the Yisraelim were no longer allowed to go? So the Mishnah has an interesting machlokas. Tanakama believes that all it was Rashi Pispisin. All they had that was demarcating between the Ezros Yisrael and the Ezros Kohanim was these little pegs sticking out of the wall in between the Ezros Yisrael and the Ezros Kohanim, and that was what told the Yisraelim they are not allowed to go any further. Okay, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov believes, no, it wasn't just Rashi Pispisin, it was an elevated step that demarcated between the Ezros Yisrael and the place where the Kohanim were allowed to go. So here, Rabbi Tzadik explains that this is along the same lines. Maybe the Machlokas Tanaim is, do the Kohanim have really an elevated level of Kedusha on their own? Are they really born on a plateau? Are they really born on a mountain that they're more Kaddish than the rest of us? And therefore, we understand that there would be a step from the Ezros Yisrael to the Ezros Kohanim. Or do we assume, no, that really the Kohanim are the same as we are, just they jut out a little bit. They're just those little pegs that stick out of the wall. There has to be a demarcation. And we obviously, Kadsheyu, we are Mekadosh the Kohanim a little more than we have Kedusha. However, it's not that the Kohanim were born into something any more special than the rest of Klal Yisrael. Now, says Reb Tzadik, just to finish his thought, he writes, what is it that gives us the opportunity? What is it that gives us the right to be Mekadosh Kohanim? Where do we get that from? So he says, because Kedoshim Tiyu ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Mekadoshim. Says Reb Tzadik, it's all boiling down to the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam himself gave us Kedusha, that he infused us with his own Kedusha. Therefore, we have the opportunity later to give that over to others as well. Therefore, we have the opportunity to be Mekadosh the Kohanim by the way that the Gemara tells us. Well, based on all this, the Besamer Rosh, without all this Machshava interpretation, but based on this, the Besamer Rosh explains, this is the official reason why we would not recite a Bracha She'asani Kohen, because the Kohen is not, by definition, any different character, any different Bria than the rest of us. He's the same as all of us, just like the Gemara says in Erechin, that we're Chad Uma, we're all together, just they have a little bit more Kedusha than we have. One last suggestion that I think is very important for everyone who is even non-Kohanim is the following. The Achronim has the following Kasha and Simen Membav, which is in Arachayim, Hilchos Brachos. So the Achronim has B'Shem the Maharam Mintz. Why is it that we say these Brachos, Shelo Asani Oved, Shelo Asani Isha, Shelo Asani Goy? Why do we say these Belashon Shalili? Why do we say them in the negative? Why don't we make a bracha? Sha'asani Yisrael, I'm proud to be a Jew. Why don't you say Sha'asani Ish, I'm proud that I'm a man. Sha'asani Ben Chorin. Which, in fact, the Reform, that was one of the first takanas that they made, is they took out the brachas and they say Sha'asani Yehudi, I think, right, if I'm not mistaken. I think their nusach is Sha'asani Yehudi. So why don't we do that? The Achronim have this kasha, B'Shem the Maharam Mintz. Why is it that we don't have the minhag to recite such a bracha? So the Bach writes the following interpretation. There is a famous machlokas, Beishamim, Beisilin, and Erevin, as the Gemara tells us a whole drama that this machlokas carried on for a couple of years. So the Gemara says, is it better, Noach lo adam shenivra, Noach lo adam shelo nivra? Would it have been better, theoretically, if nobody was ever created? Or would it have been better for all of us to be created? So the Gemara says, Beishamim, Beisilin had this machlokas back and forth. Yes, we should be created, we shouldn't be created, it's all theoretical. Bottom line, the Gemara comes out, Nimnu megamru, everyone decided, Noach lo adam shelo nivra. Would have been better that we were not created. Now, if that's true, so why did Hashem create us? Another discussion for another time. But bottom line, we were all created. But says the Bach, based on the maskan of the Gemara, we would say, it was better for us not to be created. So how can I make a bracha? Sha'asani Yisrael? What do you mean? It's better that I wasn't alive at all. How could I make a bracha? Sha'asani Yisrael on the positive? Says the Bach, the best I can do is make a bracha under the circumstances. B'diavad, I was created. So I say, Nebuch. I was created, but at least I wasn't created a guy. At least I wasn't created an Eved. At least I wasn't created an Isha, and I have an opportunity to be Mekayim Mitzvahs. That's what the Bach suggests, B'Shem the Maharam Mintz, a beautiful interpretation. Well, the problem that arises, that the Imrei Emes has the following kasha, if that's true, how do we explain in the Sheva Brachos when we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Yotzer Adam? Why isn't that B'Lashon Shlili? How are we thanking the Ribbono Shel Olam for creating us? Doesn't the Gemara come out, the Maskana, Noach lo adam shelo nivra. It's better that we weren't created. So a beautiful suggestion that the Imrei Emes himself gives is that if you look in the Tosfos and that sugya in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, so the Tosfos writes, well, you're right for a regular person, Noach lo adam shelo nivra. But let's say you have a person who's going to be Mekayim Mitzvos his whole life, is going to do things l'shem shemayim, is going to do things and be Mekadosh Shem Shemayim his whole life. So then obviously he says, Tosfos, no'achlo v'no'achlo, that's the best case scenario. You were created. Ashra v'ashra dora, says Tosfos. That's the greatest madrega. You were created and you're using your life for the proper things. So says the Imrei Emes, the Heilige Imrei Emes, a beautiful pshat. What's the bracha that we recite before Yotzer HaAdam? Says we recite the bracha, Shehakol Bar Lechvodo. Well, if a person lives his whole life, Shehakol Bar Lechvodo, that everything is going to be involved with, is going to be L'Shem Shemayim and Lechvodo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Taka Yotzer HaAdam. Then he deserves to be created, then he deserves to be on this world. And like Tosfos says, Ashra V'Ashra Doro, it's amazing to be created. So that's the idea of how he's Miyashav. And with this also, you can understand the Gemara writes in Makos Daf Yud Zayin, a strange statement. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, this Yalid Imeker Reb Shimon, Yalid. If a woman is going to give birth to a child who's like Reb Shimon, it's wonderful. She should give birth to him. If not, forget it. It's not worth it. What do you mean it's not worth it? It's not worth it to have a child who's not like Reb Shimon? Yes, like Tosfos says, the maskana of the Gemara is, Noach Lola Adam Shalom Nivra. It's better that we were not created in this world at all, unless we're going to be big tzaddik and big tamid hachamim. So then, the Gemara says, this Yalik Reb Shimon, Yalit, if a woman's going to give birth to a child like Reb Shimon, so then it makes sense to actually be created. Well, based on all this, we can explain the following as well. What should a kohen wake up in the morning and say? Sha'asani kohen? In the positive? Says the Maharam Mintz, he can't be arrogant and say, I'm so proud of the fact that I was created and I'm a kohen or I'm a Yehudi or I'm a this, I'm a that. What do you mean? No'achlo l'adam shalom nivra. So he can't recite that. What's the other alternative? He should say, Shalom Asani Yisrael. He is Jewish. So he doesn't have a choice. He doesn't have an option. A kohen does not have an option of what he should say. He can't say Shasani kohen because we do not recite Birchas HaShachar in the positive. We always say them B'lashon Shlili. And he cannot recite Shalom Asani Yisrael because he, in fact, is a Jewish person. These are just some of the suggestions to explain possibly why the Kohanim would not recite a bracha Shasani kohen or Shalom Asani Yisrael. Nahara, Nahara, U, Pashte. Everyone has a wonderful evening.
Yeah.